get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks,
she makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. Competing school. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all this off.
Welcome to the very, very last show of the year for On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. Thank you so much for joining us. We got so many CDs to play. And is it a year-end review? Nope. Is it a, hey, this is my list of favorites? Nope. It's just a pile of CDs. I don't know. We all pulled a bunch of CDs, so we're going to just start playing a whole bunch of CDs. So one of the things that I found, right as I was gathering my thoughts and my music, is one last, very last Christmas song that I hadn't heard of before, until I found it in our own library. So we're going to kick off the night with The Strange Men and their song, Santa is an Alien.
Santa is an alien.
copperhead. Got to be an alien in that rocket-powered sled. Sugar, plums, and fruitcake, eggnog, and gingerbread. Santa is an alien. Santa is an alien. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
So you got a cool thing going when you strut your dirty boots. And if you ride my silver rocket, I promise not to shoot. And I know your dreams are dripping, and there's a screaming in my skull. But you love to shine so sweetly beneath your plastic sun. And will you be my Kim Gordon? And I will be your Thurston Moore. But I won't do you like it done her. Leave you sitting against the door. Your eyes so sad they start to pour. Your heart in pieces on the floor. If you'll be my Kim Gordon, then I will treat you right for sure. Shine so sweetly in a sky that's cold and blue. And will you be my Kim Gordon? And I will be your Thurston Moore. But I won't do you like it done her. Shred your heart out on the floor. The fish just pounding on. Will it be alright? You can't be sure.
Thank you.
And there we have some The Luxury for you, coming off of their last release, I guess, Bones and Beaten Heart. It was released in 2015. They recently had a reunion just this past weekend, which I couldn't attend, but sold out the Lizard Lounge. Heard it was awesome. So congratulations, guys. Pretty cool. I've totally lost where my playlist is here. Okay, so that is All I Do Is Win off of Bones and Beaten Heart. Before that, we heard Animal Flag with their song Sync, coming off of the Beast compilation that was released very recently on the record company, by the record company, sorry. And its subtitle is Boston Sessions Volume 1, 13 new tracks from 13 of Boston's best artists. And you can check out more of their stuff at bostonsessions.org. I picked up my own copy of this at the Boston Music Awards. It's playing in my car all the time. I like it because it's a great, well-rounded compilation, I think, for a lot of different styles of music coming out of Boston, which is cool. Before Animal Flag, we heard The Shameless Idols with Be My Kim Gordon, coming off of Shamed and Defamed. Everything about what I just said is awesome. Ridiculous band name, points. Who wouldn't want to be Kim Gordon? I mean, I know I would. And Shamed and Defamed. There you go. Good band, album name. We started everything off with The Strange Men with their song Santa is an Alien. And I'm so happy I found that deep in the recesses of the WMFO library. Yep, good stuff we have here. So, it is the last show of the year, and we're making like no big deal. We're having a good time, as we always do. We're having friends stop by to say hi, as we always do. No band this week, which is something unusual, but you know, everyone needs kind of a week off. I know I certainly do. And this is it, except I don't have a week off. So, whatever. Let us continue the rock and roll. Next up, I'm going to be playing The Figs. There's news about The Figs, and I just can't recall what it is. And my head hurts. I don't want to go look for it. So go find it out on your own. There's your homework. Go find out what's going on with The Figs. New CD is coming out, or they're touring. I don't know, something. But this is their song, Gone Spent. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Gone spent. fashionable world. If there's a jet set, I haven't met them. A vocation, so much pride in yourself, too much attention. Gone spent.
Take a deep breath, clear your head.
And that is Anna Ray with her song San Andreas, which is very pretty and very future looking.
Promise me.
Which is just exactly what we're going to be talking about right now, because the future is New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And we have many, the many people that bring you New Year's Eve at once in Somerville are now here to chat and talk about this wicked awesome night. So everyone has to introduce themselves, because we got a wide assortment of people. We're going to start with JJ.
Hi, I'm JJ.
Hi there.
I own Once Somerville, and I'm psyched. And I didn't bring anything that I can blow through and make like a honking noise or anything.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And?
Cool. I'm Chris Porter. I'm the booking manager, talent buyer of Once Somerville. I work with JJ and putting stuff together.
Awesome.
My name is Rob Motes. I play in Dirty Bangs, and I'll be running for Congress sometime after 2040.
Good
to
know.
Once my record's cleared. So
note that.
Hi, I'm Joel Ottenberg from the Somerville Symphony Orchestra, and just looking forward to this New Year's Eve party.
Awesome.
And I should point out, we are unfortunately missing one other member, because there are three acts, Dirty Bangs and Somerville Symphony Orchestra, as you mentioned, but also Psychic Dog are also on that bill.
Right.
Cool. I'm playing the part of Doug tonight.
We need a visual here.
He is looking like Doug now.
And I represent with huge amounts of love, because he's phenomenal.
Yeah, a lovely
guy.
He's
the best.
Cool.
I mean, you guys are the best, too. You're tried.
We've got three of the best, one roof on New Year's Eve at Once Ballroom.
And we'll be fighting to decide who the best is at the end of the night. There's going to be a ring. Wrestle.
Is that what we're going to do with our extra hour? Do you know we have an extra hour?
Yeah, last one standing gets to win New Year's.
Right. It's the New Year's Eve title. Yeah. We get competitive at Once, why not do it in New Year's?
The whole thing, it's yours.
All of it.
What do you get?
You win.
What do you get, Joel?
You win.
You need like a sash.
We don't call it 2017. We call it the year of SSO or the year of Dirty Bangs.
Exactly.
I thought this was like down to contestants,
like individual
audience, right?
I thought you just get to live.
Like anyone. Yeah.
Well, that too.
That's right. Deathmatch 2017.
We were told we're not supposed to talk about murder on the list, so we're not going to go there.
It's a bad omen. We like omens.
No, we're going to have fun. It's all fun. No musicians or animals will be harmed at New Year's Eve at Once.
Or maybe even audience members.
Yeah.
Well,
but
no, hopefully not that either.
There is actually, I want to ask you what we should do with our extra hour, because we get an extra hour, because we can be open till 2.
Awesome.
On New Year's Eve. The bar can stay open till 2. So we're going to have to talk about, like, oh my God, let's just keep this crazy dance party going. Can we have like...
Oh, we're just going to party. We're just going to keep going until the night's over.
Until
that's
we fall
it.
Down.
That's easy. That's it.
The bar is open till 2 a.m.
I have a feeling these guys will find something to do. I'm not worried about that.
To fill time.
We only have like 8 songs, so we can play them over again if you want at the end of the night. But I think these guys probably have
that's,
it.
Yeah. No, I like that idea.
I like that idea too. For
we're
those that
first
is
set again, after some people who missed it.
Yeah, after some champagne, some people won't remember.
And then we can actually end the night. We could let Psychic Dog play their set again. We could just play. We could play it like a rebus.
We'll be a palindrome. Well, we're gonna do the palindromic night.
Palindromic night.
Oh no!
We should do that. We should do something like that on 2020. We should do some kind of like repetitive, like each band plays 2 sets or something.
Okay, so if you've just joined this crazy conversation that is really going nowhere fast, we're talking about
reel us in
New Year's Eve at Once in Somerville. We have 3 bands playing, Psychic Dog, Dirty Bangs, and the Somerville
Symphony
Orchestra.
Right. You pronounced it right.
Dun, dun, dun,
and I can give you some more details. So yes, that's obviously New Year's Eve, which is Saturday, December 31st, just in case anybody's confused. Just want to make sure you know that date.
Yeah, today's Wednesday. We're talking about Saturday.
Talking about Saturday night, right. Doors are at 8 p.m. and the show will start at 9 p.m.
Rock and roll.
There's a lot of other perks and things.
Dinner from Cuisine on Locale starts at 6 p.m. upstairs in the lounge.
Oh, right. Yum.
And it's a $20 buffet of all local yum.
Yeah, cool. And champagne will be had.
Is included in the ticket.
Mm-hmm. And we do strongly recommend getting your tickets ahead of time.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Sold out last year. Yeah.
Last year sold out the day before. Make sure you get your tickets now. I think we have more available this year. I think you go to oncesomerville.com.
Yep, and that'll take you right to the ticketing and all that. Yes, do get it beforehand. That's a great point, Joel, because it's going to fill up, and a lot, you know, and a lot of people are last minute deciders about that. Are you okay, JJ? Oops. She's so excited. She
wasn't
just,
me.
No, sorry, it wasn't JJ. I don't know what that was.
It was the spirit of Doug from Psychic Dog showing up to say hi.
Actually, that's true, because Doug is sort of here by osmosis. So anyway, this is going to be really a lot of fun, and I think the funnest show. I know I'm biased, but the funnest show in the area, and also you get some great local talent. Support your local bands, folks, and this is a great opportunity to and have a great time.
Love
in
it.
In a very unique venue, if we do say so ourselves, mm-hmm. in a good way.
Completely. I love going to once. It's always fun and interesting, and you see people and bands.
I do want to just add quickly that once has been privileged and thrilled to partner multiple times now with the Somerville Symphony Orchestra, the SSO, and Joel. And the thing that I'm really looking forward to is that every single time we manage to put together an unusual combination of bands that works really beautifully. And I'm excited about these three bands because I don't think this is a bill that you would just sort of say, like, you know what I mean?
You're not going to normally see them together. They're all very complimentary, but it really
Joel's is really good at this.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, absolutely. It's a unique bill and exciting that way.
It's the thing where it doesn't necessarily make sense, but it works. And it's going to work really well because it's all about having... I mean, New Year's Eve is about having fun, and all three bands are just incredible amounts of fun. And right. that's why we're here, and that's why we're playing this show.
And that's why when you started saying the people,
yes.
I'm glad you brought that up because the people make a place. The people make a happening. Yeah. And this is all great people, creative people putting something really unique
it's
together.
A
big hoo-ha. A big hoo-ha. Yeehaw. Hoo-ha.
They still say that on the Vineyard. We're going to have a hoo-ha.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm taking your word for it. Because someone has to set me straight, I guess. Well, cool. So you go to what's the website again for tickets?
Oncesomerville.com.
Bueno.
And all the information on there, tickets and cool pictures of these guys and, you know, and dinner.
You can listen to their songs there. There's
yes,
streaming.
Links.
Which pictures do you have?
You know which ones they are, Joel.
You sent it. Well, it wasn't just you, Joel. It was you and your many cohorts. The one you were like, oh, God, don't use that one. Oh, sorry, it's too late.
Is it the one with or without the shirt?
It's the one with the pants.
Okay.
With
yeah.
The pants were on, and that's
pants
all we could.
All right, so we're good.
It's PG-13 at least.
Please go to the One Somerville website, and
to
you
see
too.
What Joel is wearing.
You can find out what the heck's going on here.
Right on.
Well, thank you, people.
Thank
of
you.
Once
thank
New
you.
Year's Eve
thank
for coming you. Down and letting us know.
Thanks for letting yes. us be on the town.
Cool. All right. Next up, we are going to hear a fun song by Emily Grogan.
Yeah.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. I go downtown on a weeknight. I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright. But I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. The pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. Never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Oh, oh. I write a poem on my lunch break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. Fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. It's something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
amusement park. Just yesterday it seemed I can see it in a tube top and a cut off shorts, me in my t-shirt and blue jeans, checking out the good times, getting lost in the crowd.
About. I'm trying to love, I'm trying to love, love.
I'm having a hard time actually getting a song ready before the last song ends. So we're just going to take a big old pause here and review, perhaps, what I just played while I figure out what I'm going to play next, because I'm really good at doing two things at the same time. No, I'm not. So we just heard Carissa Johnson with Sinking Flying, coming off of Only Roses that was released this year. Before that, a little bit of a throwback, we had The Drive with their song Tunnel of Love, coming off of The Journey is the Reward, released back in 1987. Before that was Jack Drag with Dope Box. Before that was Matthew Connor with Night After Night, which was also released in 2016. And we started the set off with Emily Grogan with her latest release, Strings of Lights, and her song Day Off, which was not today for me. I was at work, but only for half a day. So that kind of works out for me, I guess, a little bit. You're listening to On the Time with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. It is our last show of the year, 2016. See you later in a couple days. Paula will be in a little while to give us the concert report. We don't have any band playing tonight. Sorry, but sometimes you're going to give the bands a break. This would be that week. So it's all rock and roll for the next couple of hours. Not that that's a problem or anything. Next up, I always forget like where I put the CD, and then I'm like, I don't know. Let's try looking for it now. We're going to hear from the Uranium Daughters, because I like this song. It's called The Day My Buddha Fell Off the Shelf. I hate when that happens. But you just gotta, like, you know, persevere. Keep going. And that's what I say. All right, rock on.